Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring a quality that's essential for building meaningful connections and creating a more compassionate world. Empathetic hearts. Let's get into it. In a spirit of showing great empathy and compassion, let us take a moment to have a moment of reflections for the individuals that lost their lives in the plane crash recently, the individuals that lost their homes in the fire in California. Let's just take a moment to show that level of compassion for empathy for others that are experiencing a lot of hardship in the world today. So take that moment, a moment of silence. We're keeping all of their loved ones lifted up in prayers, our deepest condolences. Now I want to get to our topic for today, empathetic hearts. The world is often loud, filled with opinions, judgments, and the rush of daily life. In the midst of all this noise, empathy can feel like both a gift and a burden. To have an empathetic heart is to feel deeply, to connect with the emotions of others, and to carry a sensitivity that not everyone understands. It's the ability to step into another's shoes, not just to acknowledge their experience, but to truly feel it. But what does it mean to live with an empathetic heart? Does it make us stronger or more vulnerable? Does it bring us closer to others or leave us feeling drained? The truth is, empathy is both powerful and complex. It can build bridges between people, it can heal wounds, and it can inspire kindness. But if it's not nurtured with care, it can also lead to exhaustion, self-doubt, and emotional overwhelm. So today, we're just reflecting on the beauty and the challenges of deep feelings. It's an explanation of how to embrace empathy without losing yourself, how to set boundaries while still being open, and how to use your compassionate heart as a source of strength rather than a weight to carry. If you have ever felt too much, cared too deeply, or wondered where your empathy is, a blessing or a curse, this podcast is for you today. Together, we'll navigate this journey of being empathetic and having that empathetic heart, learning how to protect it, learning how to nurture it, and ultimately let it shine in the world that needs more kindness and understanding. In a world that often feels divided and disconnected, empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It is more important than ever now with everything that's going on in the world. So this episode isn't about simply feeling sorry for someone. It's about cultivating a deep understanding of their experiences, stepping into their shoes, and just connecting with them on a human level. It's about opening our hearts to the joys and sorrows of others. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of practicing empathy, especially with those who are so different from us, and explore how cultivating empathetic hearts can transform our relationships, our communities, and most importantly, transform the world. We'll explore what empathy truly means, discuss the common barriers that prevent us from practicing it effectively, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating empathy in our daily lives. We'll be honest about the discomfort of confronting different perspectives and challenging our own biases, but also celebrate the immense power of empathy to build bridges, foster understanding, and just create a more compassionate world. So let's unpack that. Empathy, what it's all about. It's about perspective taking, stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing the world from their point of view and their lenses. Sometimes when people are making decisions, you don't know what was behind that. And you're not seeing their why. All you see is the decision that was made. So sometimes if we think of things from another's perspective and from someone else's point of view, we may have more empathy and compassion from them and what they had to endure to get to that point. So instead of thinking about the end result and how things affect you, think about the other person. Think about how they may be feeling and what, you know, emotions they're experiencing from those, you know, things they had to do. It's about emotional resonance, feeling what another person is feeling to the best of your ability. It's about communicating, understanding, showing that you understand and acknowledge their feelings. It's not just about feeling it. It's about showing it. And it's also not just about our feelings. It's about other people's feelings. Other people's feelings matter. And I'm not telling you to overcare and overextend yourself. That's not what we're doing. You always want to have the appropriate boundaries. I'm big on protecting your peace and having the appropriate boundaries. But I also think it's imperative that we be empathetic and show empathy for others. That's so critical. So what are some common barriers to empathy? So what gets in the way of empathy? Bias and prejudice, that is a big one. Preconceived notions and judgments about others can prevent us from truly understanding them. So think about it. Is there any area in your life where you may be biased or have a form of prejudice that can come in a form of lacking empathy? And another one is lack of understanding of difference experiences. It can be difficult to empathize with experiences we haven't personally lived through. That is a big one. Let's repeat that for the people in the back. It can be difficult to empathize with experiences that we haven't personally lived through. So I just want to challenge you, because that's a part of the human experience. How could you empathize with something that you haven't fully experienced? I would say educate yourself, seek knowledge and seek understanding to get more intel on what someone else may be experiencing, even though you haven't fully gone through it. You can research it and you can look at different outcomes and different experiences so you can get a better understanding of another person's life experiences without fully going through them. So that one is a little challenging, but it's definitely worth looking into, because that's a common barrier. Lack of understanding of different experiences. That's a deep one. Another one is emotional detachment. Sometimes we build walls to protect ourselves from feeling difficult emotions, which can also block empathy. I'm definitely going to say that that's one of the big things that I had to work on. I always have like these walls up, the wall for the wall for the wall. And it's just so I can protect myself from toxic people. Like, I just can't entertain toxic people. So I do have that wall and that barrier there. But this is a big one, emotional detachment. So work on, you know, having the appropriate walls when necessary, but also allowing yourself to be open. So it's kind of like my wall is up, but I also put it down to see someone. I'm like, let me fill this person out. Let me drop my guard a little bit, just a little bit, just to see. And then sometimes my gut is right. Like, when I drop my guard, I'm like, oh, I was right. This person is just not all the way there. And then I'm just fully guarded and there's no way that wall is coming down. But that is a big one. So there are some walls that can block empathy. So I'm a work in progress, as you can see. Anyways, no one's perfect. So the next one is focus on our own needs and perspectives. That's not good. So being overly focused on ourselves can make it difficult to see things from another point of view if all you're doing is thinking about your point of view. So I challenge you to think of others and how they're viewing things and how you could see things from their perspective. There's always so many sides to a story, and there's always so many ways to view different experiences. So let's unpack some strategies on what we could do to cultivate empathy more in our hearts. The first one is practice active listening. Pay close attention to what others are saying, both verbally and non-verbally, And listen to understand, not to respond. That is a critical one, because sometimes you're just waiting for a person to just shut up and be quiet so that you can get your point of view out. And that may not be the best thing. So let's practice active listening. Let's have that on our bucket list if we're not already doing that. Your bingo card. The next one is ask open-ended questions. Encourage others to share their experiences and perspectives, and ask, here's a big question, how did that make you feel? That's a great starting point or a great segue. And try to see things from their point of view. Actively try to imagine what it's like to be in their situation and put yourself in their shoes. And another strategy is to challenge your own biases. Be aware of your own prejudice and actively work to overcome them. We all have them, let's be honest about it, and work to overcome your biases. And another one is seek out diverse stories. Read books and watch films from diverse perspectives to expand your world and your knowledge and your viewpoint. Another strategy is to engage in conversations with people from different backgrounds and different walks from you. Seek out opportunities to connect with people who are different from you and listen to their stories and get to know them. Another one is practice mindfulness and self-awareness. Being aware of your own emotions can help you better understand the emotions of others. I'm big of that. So if I'm in tune with my emotions, I can be more empathetic, I can be more understanding, and I can fully hear someone out. So I encourage you to do the same if you're not already doing it. And if you are doing it and you're able to take others' emotions into consideration, I applaud you, spread the message, and get everyone else on board. It's good to be discerning, and it's great to be an empathetic listener and have good understanding and fully understand where someone is coming from with their point of view, even if it's different from yours. So that is the key to it, honestly. If you think about it, the biggest thing is fully trying. Well, you'll never fully understand someone because you're not that person, but just being open-minded to hear someone's point of view, to see where they're coming from, to expand your thought process with understanding of what that person is conveying to you. That's critical. Empathetic hearts, believe it or not, is critical and essential for building stronger relationships, creating inclusive communities, and fostering a more just and compassionate world. It's about recognizing our shared humanity and connecting with others on a deeper level. In reality, empathy is the bridge that connects hearts, the thread that weaves humanity together, and the force that fosters understanding in a world that's often divided. It is more than just an emotion. It is a commitment to seeing, a commitment to hearing, and valuing others in their fullest complexity. An empathetic heart does not merely observe pain, it reaches out. It comforts you and it uplifts you. So throughout this journey and on this podcast today, we have explored the power of empathy. We have seen how it can heal wounds and forge deeper connections and inspire acts of kindness that ripple effects far beyond. Empathy is not a trait that belongs to a select few, but it's a skill that can be nurtured and strengthened by anyone willing to listen with an open heart and respond with genuine care. In a world that often feels chaotic and disconnected, choosing empathy is a radical act. It challenges us to pause, to step into another's shoes, and to act with compassion. Even when we're faced with differences, empathy reminds us that every person has a story, every voice matters, and every interaction holds the potential to create understanding. So my hope is that you carry this message forward from this podcast today and let empathy be the lens through which you view the world. Let it guide your actions, shape your conversations,
and inspire you to be a force of kindness and connection. The practice of empathy is not always easy. Trust me, I know all about that. But it's always worthwhile. It strengthens relationships, nurture communities, and ultimately makes the world a more compassionate place. The journey does not end here. It begins anew each day with every act of listening, every moment of kindness, and every step towards understanding. May you continue to cultivate an empathetic heart, knowing that in doing so, you are not only enriching your own life, but also making a profound difference in the lives of others. Your empathetic heart, compassion, and just sincere kindness to others matters in this world today. With all of the ups and downs and chaos that's presented, your empathetic heart makes a big difference. What's one small step that you can take today to practice more empathy in your interactions with others? How can you create more space for understanding and connection in your life? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, empathy is a superpower. Use it to connect with others, build bridges, and create a more compassionate world, one heart at a time. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant.